This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by CameraPrices.com, your resource for anything camera-related. Go to CameraPrices.com. And today I have a very special guest in the studio. He's the director of a gallery in La Jolla, California, and the name of the gallery you might remember is the Morrison Hotel Gallery. He's been on the show once before, Richard Horowitz. Welcome to the show, Richard.
Thanks for having me on again, Jack. Been looking very forward to this.
You bet. I'm really glad that we talked again. And I remember from your last visit that you have a lot of very famous rock musicians in your gallery, a lot of photographs from the 50s and 60s. But I know that you've expanded. You have other things now. And one of the things that caught my attention was that you have a relationship very special with Paul McCartney and his personal photographer. Tell us a little about who he is and what that's about.
Well, this has been a very, very exciting exhibit for the gallery. We are the North American premier venue for the photography of Bill Bernstein. And Bill has been Paul McCartney's personal and tour photographer for the past 15 years. On the 2002-2003 tour, Bill came up with the idea to put together a book, which they did. It was called Each One Believing, and they compiled a lot of the photographs from the tour. And then it was actually Paul McCartney's idea to put these out as prints, hand sign them along with Bill Bernstein, and start the tour. And we were lucky enough to be the very first gallery in the U.S. to host the tour. It just opened and will be actually going on through April the 2nd at the gallery in La Jolla. I think it's going to five or six other galleries across the country, but it has been so incredibly exciting.
I bet it's been very popular, too. Paul McCartney, of course, of the Beatles fame, and from my era, or our era, also had a wife who was interested in photography. I remember the last time you were on, you told us a little bit about Linda's interest in photography and her relationship with Henry Diltz, correct?
Correct. Henry and Linda were very good friends back in the day, long before actually Linda married Paul. So that was a great connection. What's most exciting about the exhibit currently in La Jolla is not only the fact that you get to see some of the behind-the-scenes things that transpire while Paul is on tour, as well as the onstage shots, but because Paul is so supportive of the tour, he's hand-signed all the prints, and that just makes them so incredibly special.
Oh, I can see that. You know, we talk about in marketing photography on the show how important it is for the photographer to sign images, how much more important it is if you have a celebrity photograph, and how much more valuable the image becomes when the celebrity actually signs it. What is some of the price ranges for signed Paul McCartney images?
Well, interestingly enough, they didn't consult with me prior to setting the prices because, personally, I think they priced them a little too low. Ah. The retail price on the photos, and these are 20 by 24 images. They're large, large images, are $1,000.
Wow.
Hand-signed by McCartney and Bill Bernstein. And actually, we have six very, very large collages that are a part of the show that are not only signed by McCartney and Bill Bernstein, but also by a woman named Carolyn Grimshaw, who is responsible for designing all of McCartney's tour programs and anything that Paul wants artistically. So the collages, which are also $1,000, and they're printed on a beautiful foil paper, are hand-signed by all three of those folks.
Well, your gallery has many artists in it. Now, if you go to photomall.com, F-O-T-O-M-A-L-L.com, my webpage, today I have up Paul McCartney's Henry Diltz's famous image of Paul and Linda that was on the cover of Life magazine, and we have some others in our Hall of Fame gallery. Promise me you'll send me some of the
Absolutely.
New images.
Absolutely. I'll send you some of the Bill Bernstein images. There's 45 different images in the show. and of course, most of them are shots of Paul, but there's some great shots of the band and a lot of really fun stuff. Paul playing to a private audience in the Roman Colosseum.
Mm.
He played a private show there for about 200 people.
Really?
Just acoustic, because the Colosseum is so fragile. They couldn't have any electric guitars and that sort of thing. But, I mean, there's just some really, really great shots. Paul with his original Hofner bass from the Sullivan shows.
Wow. You know, sometime in the future, I'd love to have Bill on the show and just ask him some of the questions. But I know you're very in tune with every photographer you have in the gallery. And maybe you can answer this, but as his personal photographer, I mean, he travels with Paul everywhere he goes.
Absolutely. He's on the road with them months and months at a time.
And is he hired by Paul then? I mean, Paul pays him to
absolutely
do this, record the history of his tour.
Absolutely. And what you were saying before is true. Not only am I a huge rock and roll fan, I've been doing this my entire life, but I make it a point to spend time with every photographer that I bring into the gallery, because it's important for me to know the story behind the images.
Right.
Both from a personal, you know, it's definitely, there's a greed motive there. You know, I love hearing the stories.
Sure.
But I also like to convey the stories to people that come into the gallery, because that's an important thing for them as well. But yes, Bill is hired by Paul. They are on tour together. And in fact, Bill was telling me that quite frequently, right after a show, Bill will go backstage and him and Paul will start reviewing images.
Ah, wow.
And then they'll do their selects and set stuff aside. But, yeah, Paul has a hand in everything.
So he's part of the editorial process, too.
Absolutely.
Then.
He handpicked these shots that went on this tour.
And then the story behind the scene, does the person who buys an image, do they get any kind of information, some documentation?
Well, certainly there's always certificates of authenticity that come with every image that we sell. But if someone wants a particular story, we don't have them printed up. I'm always happy to do that for clients. I love doing that for them. And it's important for them, because
yes,
when people come into their home, they want to be able to reference the story. They want to be able to convey it and talk about it. So, yeah, absolutely.
Now, in the certificate of authenticity, does this certificate, are there more than one print, or is there a limited number of prints, and does he hand sign all of them?
In this particular case with McCartney, they are an open edition. He does hand sign every one. But in a sense, even though it is an open edition, they are going to be limited by the fact that Paul only has so much time.
Right.
So he has a very, very difficult schedule, and there'll come a time probably sooner rather than later when he just will stop signing them. So, yes, it's an open edition, but limited in the sense that Paul will only sign for a number of months.
Right. And do you have any other photographers that hand sign images, or any other celebrities that hand sign images in your gallery?
Absolutely. We have partnered with Crosby, Stills, and Nash, and we released an image of 50 prints of the first album cover, which was taken by Henry Diltz, and it's hand signed by Henry, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. We did a partnership with America and have hand signed America prints. And our newest project, which we actually just confirmed this week, is a partnership with Joni Mitchell. And we're very, very excited about this, because we're going to do some platinum prints of a gorgeous shot that Henry took of Joni in 69. Mm-hmm. And Joni will be hand-signing these as well.
Excellent. And I also wanted to not only to give you a plug here, but I know that you're located in more than just the gallery here in La Jolla. I know you're the director here, but you're involved in other galleries. How many galleries do you have?
There's three partners in the gallery. There's Henry Diltz, myself, and a third partner named Peter Blatchley, and all three of us are partners in the gallery in La Jolla and also in New York City. We have actually just expanded the New York gallery. We're in the middle of Soho on Prince Street, and we have two locations on Prince Street now.
And for our international audience, you have one overseas as well, is that true?
We have a gallery, sort of a temporary gallery in Tokyo.
Oh, okay.
It moves locations,
okay.
But we're hoping by 07 to have a permanent gallery in Tokyo, and we may be opening a Morrison Hotel gallery in Denver in the fall.
Wow. Well, you have such great images there, and they're all different celebrities, I know, and all different rock and roll stars. Can you just kind of run through a little bit of the list of some of the names that we would recognize that you have photographic images of?
Oh, certainly. I mean, the interesting thing about the gallery is we focus on fine art music photography. That is what we do. That's what we're passionate about. So that's what we have in our gallery. And as you and I were talking about earlier, we're representing about 15 of the greatest music photographers in the world right now. But the imagery, you know, ranges everything from, you know, John Coltrane in his apartment in 1963 to Miles Davis in a boxing ring to Jimi Hendrix warming up at Monterey Pop, Janis Joplin at Woodstock, Crosby, Stills and Nash, Eagles, America. I mean, you know, we could spend many of your shows just listing the artists.
Just listing.
But suffice to say that it's the greatest musicians of all time represented in the gallery, but not typically in live shots. Anybody can take a live shot from the audience. These are the personal shots. These are the backstage shots. These are the after-the-show shots that these photographers, because of the relationships they've developed with the musicians, have been able to capture.
Well, I want to ask you a little bit about copyright images, who owns the copyright, model releases, some of those things. When we come back, we're just about to go to a break here. If you just joined us, we'll be right back in a moment with the director of the Morrison Hotel Gallery. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show. We're syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you struggle with quality when it comes to your product shots or would like to bring them in-house to save money, consider Photosimile. This PC-controlled photography studio is like having a professional photographer on staff. In fact, in seconds, anyone can use Photosimile to obtain professional photography results. The controlled lighting environment inside of the light box yields shadow-free images that are perfect for websites, online auctions, product catalogs, and more. Simply place items in the light box, preview them on your monitor, and click Snap in the Photosimile software to take a picture. Images are automatically sent from camera to PC via USB for immediate viewing, editing, and saving. Photosimile also features watermarking, annotation, and batch saving capabilities. To learn more about Photosimile and how you can take product pictures like a pro, go to photosimile.com. That's photo, S-I-M-I-L-E.com.
Your photos should be on a postcard. Go to getcashforphotos.com and get a free 7-part course on how to select photos that sell. You can make money from photos you've already taken if you know how to select them. And that's exactly what you'll learn in How to Select Photos That Sell. You'll get surefire tips that have kept professional photographers in business year after year. Tips like what to look for in photos that double their selling price, how to beat the competition, and when you should take multiple shots of your subject. Not only will you be able to select profitable photos, you'll automatically start taking photos that sell, no matter where you are, even if you're on vacation. Imagine how you'll feel and how impressed your friends will be when they see your photo on the cover of a national magazine or on a postcard. To get your free 7-part course, go to getcashforphotos.com. That's getcashforphotos.com. If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.
The Legal Minute brought to you by LegalZoom.com. Do you really know all the benefits of an LLC? An LLC combines the personal liability protection of a corporation with the tax benefits and simplicity of a partnership. In other words, owners of an LLC are not personally liable for its debts and liabilities, but also have the benefit of being taxed only once on their profits. So where do you go to create your LLC? LegalZoom.com. Over a quarter of a million consumers have placed their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. It's quick and affordable. Example, a lawyer would charge you approximately $1,570 for a standard LLC package. Not LegalZoom. You pay only $229. You save over $1,340. Go to LegalZoom.com. For a special discount, type in WS Radio, one word, in the box at checkout. Incorporate your business. Create a will or living trust. For common legal documents without the cost of an attorney, go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
CameraPrices.com has reviews, ratings, and prices on digital cameras, memory cards, lenses, and other camera gear. It's a popular website among photographers, students, small business owners, and parents. Anyone who wants to save time and money. Don't waste hours browsing dozens of websites to find the best deal. Visit CameraPrices.com and find what you're looking for and where to buy. It's easy. Just search by price, brand, or other common specs and find your gear in minutes. Before you buy, read our store ratings, which are bias-free because they're written by consumers just like you. Now you can compare store ratings, reviews, and prices to get the best deal from a trustworthy store. And here's a popular feature for those on a budget. Use our price drop alert. It's free. Just tell us the lowest price you want to pay. The moment the price drops within your budget, we'll email you the details. This service alone can save shoppers hundreds of dollars daily. Next time you think of buying camera gear, visit CameraPrices.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers, and I'm speaking with Henry. Excuse me. I was going to say I'm speaking
that would
with
be
Henry
the other
Gils.
One. Yeah, the yeah. Other partner.
Richard Horowitz, who is the director of the Morrison Hotel Gallery. If you'd like to see his website, it's morrisonhotelgallery.com. If you'd like to see some of the photos that we have, go to Photomall, FOTOMALL.com. Either place is a good place to see some of these images. But I wanted to get into a subject a little bit because our photographers are always learning about marketing, too. And I'm going to bring my good friend Jim Motke, who's the founder of BetterPhoto.com, on the line. Jim, are you there?
Hello, Jack.
Hey.
Hi, Richard.
Hello there.
I was going to ask him, Jim, and then you can follow up, but I was going to ask you, Richard, about copywriting regarding these images. Who owns the copyright? Does the photographer, does the gallery, does the personality? Who owns it?
Well, luckily, because Henry Diltz is our partner, that's not an issue with Henry's work. When Henry Diltz and Jim Marshall and Bob Gruen and the majority of the photographers that we currently represent were taking the photographs of these musicians, they were not required to sign over the rights. I think that's very different now. I think if a musician hires a photographer now, they're required to turn the negs over, and basically it's a photography for hire session. Mm-hmm. So the musician, in many cases, would own those images. Back in those days, that was not the case. So when Henry owns these negatives, we as a gallery, and again, because Henry is our partner, mm-hmm. are able to publish these images as fine art editions. We cannot make merchandise with these. We cannot make T-shirts. We cannot make coffee mugs. We can't make posters. So those types of things are definitely crossing the line and would require releases, licensing agreements,
okay.
royalty payments.
Right, I understand that.
So, but by virtue of the fact that we keep these as limited edition fine art pieces, we do not have to do any of those things.
Jim?
That's interesting. So, yeah, that relates to photographing celebrities all around, doesn't it? I mean, there's a lot of misunderstanding, so maybe you can help clarify. Does a celebrity ever become public domain? On their, you know, or sort of public domain where they don't need to get a model release from them?
Well, are you talking about if someone just happens to shoot a celebrity on the street,
I guess that is very different. It's a good thing to clarify. That would be different if you just happen to, you know, walk by Paul McCartney versus actually being in the theater.
Well, you would not be allowed to take, I don't think they allow cameras in the theater.
Yeah, they usually don't.
So, you know, right then and there, you'd be in an infringement if you took a camera into a venue where it clearly said no photography allowed. If you took a picture of Paul McCartney on the street, that would be your photograph, which is why all these images show up, you know, why the paparazzi images show up in, the magazines. And if Paul McCartney hired you today as a photographer, I'm sure there would be a contractual agreement where you would be either required to turn over the negs or have very limited capabilities of what you could do with these images.
So I can only imagine that with that, you know, it would be ideal if you could command a high price then, because if you're not retaining any of the artwork that you're creating,
mm-hmm.
It seems like, you know, is that just the way it's become and you kind of got to accept it, or is there, you know, other advantages for the photographer?
No, I think it's the way it's become. In fact, I had a real interesting conversation with another great photographer named Baron Wolman. And Baron was the photographer for Rolling Stone magazine from the very beginning, from issue number one. And I was chatting with Baron and I said, you know, when did this stop becoming fun for you? And he said, well, it stopped becoming fun for me when the artists dictated how they wanted to look. When Baron was photographing, as well as all these other guys, Jim Marshall, Henry Diltz, you know, all the guys I've previously mentioned, when they were taking shots of these musicians, they were shooting these people as they were. They were capturing a moment, and good or bad, you know, that's how the musicians were. They won't allow you to do that anymore. They want to control everything. They want to control where the shot's taken, how they're going to look, make sure the hair is perfect and the setting is perfect and the lighting is perfect. So I think it's a very different scenario in today's world than it was in the late 60s, early 70s.
Bummer. It's, rock and roll has gone corporate.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks, Jim. We'll see you on the next segment. And Henry, I keep wanting to call you your photographer.
I'll put a name tag on there, Jack.
Richard, if you're welcome to stick around for our next guest. We're going to talk about digital picture frames. Thank you for being on the show today. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine Radio Show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
Are you overwhelmed with all the choices for buying a digital camera? Do your eyes glaze over when reading about resolution and removable media? Well, BetterPhoto.com can help with our unique digital camera calculator. You can find your ideal digital camera in 5 minutes or less. You don't have to know squat about megapixels, histograms, or any other techno-geek features. Just click on a series of pictures so we know the kinds of photos you want to take. And in just a few seconds, you'll get an unbiased list of different digital cameras that'll be perfect for you and your budget. And we'll tell you exactly why we picked those specific cameras from the over 800 cameras in our database. You'll be absolutely sure you're getting exactly the camera you want. And best of all, it's free. Wouldn't you rather be taking pictures instead of researching cameras? Let our digital camera calculator take the frustration out of buying a digital camera. Visit BetterPhoto.com now.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'd like to tell you about an excellent website and service I've used. The site is sutlaw.com, and it's the site for the Sutton Law Center. It features great free information on corporations, asset protection, and estate planning. When I finally decided to incorporate my business and protect my real estate, I used the Sutton Law Center. The attorneys and paralegals were great and clearly helped me through every step of the process. Now I'm saving on taxes and my assets are protected. You really should check them out. Visit sutlaw.com. That's S-U-T-L-A-W.com. Or call 800-700-1430 for free information. The Sutton Law Center is affordable, professional, and knowledgeable. Garrett Sutton, the firm's lead attorney, wrote the book Own Your Own Corporation as one of Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad advisors. So take my word and visit sutlaw.com or call 800-700-1430. You can start protecting your assets and saving on taxes today.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire is teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from sharppics.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to sharppics.com. That's S-H-A-R-P-I-C-S.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by Chrome Digital Labs. We still do quality E6 processing. Go to chromedigital.com. Our next guest is from Pacific Digital. Pacific Digital offers broad families of wireless and web-enabled digital picture frames and digital signage, as well as optical storage products, including DVD burners and SATA controllers. And this year at CES, they shared new online photo sharing capabilities, as well as printing from something called the Memory Frame. And today we have their marketing director on the show, Michael Hope. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Oh, good afternoon to you, Jack. How are you?
I am fantastic, as usual. And I noticed that there must be an English accent there. Now, is your company based in the United States or is it based in England?
No, we're based in Irvine, California. I've been over here for some years and involved with the company for approximately 6 years right now.
Wonderful. So you've transplanted because you love this product or this company.
And Southern California, of course.
Yes, absolutely. Well, let's start off. Let me ask you, what is a digital picture frame, or in this case, a memory frame?
Well, the digital picture frame basically is it's very similar to what you would put on your mantelpiece or on the wall, and to display all your digital photos. And the flagship product is the memory frame 8x10, which sort of has a removable frame, and you can store pictures on internal memory directly from your digital camera. And that way, display them back in a continuous slideshow with a really bright
So whatever, what type of, you know what, I'm going to bring my photo editor on the show here too, and I'm sure he'll have a question or two. Mr. Jim Motke, welcome back, Jim.
Hello there.
Hello there, I'm Jim.
Hi, nice to meet you, Michael.
Nice to meet you too.
Jim, I was going to ask him what type of chips and what type of cameras are these frames compatible
with? That's a good question.
Well, actually, the frame is compatible with most major cameras that are USB certified. Most of the major cameras these days have a little USB out, which allows you to transfer to the computer. Well, that'll also let you transfer directly to the memory frame and upload from the camera. Or you can actually use a card reader or a little thumb drive and just put that in the back, and it'll read then any card through a USB card reader.
Oh, that's a good idea. And so if I had an office and I wanted to put these all up, is 8x10 the largest that we could go at this time?
At this time it is. One of the features on the 8x10, though, is it has a VGA out. So if I wanted to drive a 42-inch screen, I could have that networked around the house and be sending pictures to each one of them individually if I wanted.
Beautiful.
So in other words, on a wireless basis, is that what you're saying?
Yes, you could do this actually through an 802.11b wireless dongle, which is a little unit that just slips right in the back, and that allows it to have an IP address that you can network, and you can call it office or home or bedroom or kitchen.
Ah, words like networking and IP address. No, but it is doable, definitely. It sounds exciting, too. And I see that, you know, so you can have the USB going into the side, and then I get the general idea that you can have, like, a selection of photos in there and it rotates through them?
Yes. Actually, the 8x10 memory frame is a standalone unit, which will take up to 80 pictures from internal memory. And then you have a whole menu system there, so you don't even have to use the computer. You can just go in and change the rotation or the times between transitions, say, from 5 seconds to 8 hours, and how you view them. And you can actually rotate them if it's going to be portrait or landscape. And the unit allows you to actually, just like a regular picture frame, use it in portrait or landscape, too.
Do you have to, resize your images before you put them into the picture frame?
No, actually, the beauty of the system is that the operating system actually converts on the fly. So if I'm using a 5-megapixel camera, it will actually reduce it on the fly to a 800x600 to fit the actual 10.4 screen that's behind the frame.
I see.
Hey, Jim, can you speak a little closer to the microphone so we can hear your voice?
Sure, absolutely.
There we go, yeah. I don't want to miss a word that you're saying, and you always have great questions.
Oh, thank you.
I wanted to ask you a question myself, Mike. First of all, the images themselves, I was under the impression, because I had read here something where it says you have signage available, but the images themselves, when they come up on the screen, how clear are they?
They're very clear, actually. The 8x10 gets a lot of very good reviews for its clarity. It's an active matrix TFT grade A screen, which gives you a very good resolution plus brightness, and you can control both brightness and contrast using the menu. And it's got a very good viewing angle, so that when you walk into a room, some of the older ones would use a passive STN screen, so your viewing angle wouldn't be so good. But here you get almost 160-degree viewing angle.
You know, I'm going to go to a break here to the news, and when we come back, we'll have more with Michael Hope from Pacific Digital. Now stand by for news.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire. Pepsi America's Sail 2006, the 6-day maritime festival coming to Beaufort and Morehead City, North Carolina this summer, is recruiting artists to participate in the event's juried artists market. Using the Beaufort waterfront as its backdrop, the artists market will be open to the public July 1st to July 4th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. The call for entries is now available to local, regional, and national artists from all mediums, including photography. Artists must submit 4 works and an image of their booth display via email or CD no later than Friday, April 14th. Sinclair Broadcast Group congratulates Stan Heist, its chief photographer at WBFF-TV in Baltimore, who won the Ernie Crisp Television News Photographer of the Year Award. Heist was also awarded the National Press Photographers Association Region 3 Photographer of the Year honor for the second time. The Ernie Crisp Award, the highest honor in television news photography, is given to the photographer with a great commitment to the craft of storytelling and photography. The competition is judged from multiple categories, including breaking news, general news, feature, in-depth, and sports. Stan Heist won the Ernie Crisp Television News Photographer of the Year Award for his compelling storytelling ability, solid photography based on details of composition, lighting, and capturing moments, and for the ability to do the everyday story in a different way. This has been Shutterbug Magazine Radio's Photo News, brought to you by PR Newswire.
And now we're back, and we're speaking with the Marketing Director of Pacific Digital, Michael Hope. Michael, we were talking about your new product called the Memory Frame. I wanted to ask you, are you capable of printing off of the images that are on the memory frame?
Well, let's say yes, we are capable of doing that. It hasn't been released yet, so it's a little bit of a scoop. It's just a matter of actually putting in the driver string, and that way we can print. We have been printing successfully to the Kodak Easy Share printers. And it comes out very nice indeed, a little 5x7 prints.
So you can print off of them, and they're 5x7s generally. And you'll be making that available later on during the year?
Yes, it's going to actually be in the fourth quarter, probably around September time.
Excellent. Jim?
Well, I just was looking at the are there other options other than 8x10, like smaller?
Yes, we have a smaller one that's actually one of the best movers right now. That's the MV800, which actually does a little bit of music and video. Oh. And what we found is that this is a little customizable frame that you can actually remove and customize. It's great for things like wedding photos or little wedding videos that you can put a compilation together.
Oh, I could see that being a great tool for a wedding photographer to have and have on some sort of table.
You bet.
Oh, yeah.
Reception.
And especially as you can actually customize the frame, so you can put it, to somebody's own wedding name or wedding party and play some music, their favorite wedding music. It really looks very good, and it's one of the best sellers right now because it's quite a reasonable price.
Excellent. Well, speaking of price, that was my next question. What about price points on these two items?
On the MV800, they're around $199, $179 right now out there, and the 810 is because it's got a lot of smarts. It's around $399 still. It's a slightly bigger screen and a little more expensive that way.
And I noticed
it's beautiful. I'm looking at your website, and that the 8x10 one, it looks very attractive.
Yeah, and the beauty about that is that the 8x10 has a removable frame. It's a standard 8x10 frame, which actually fits on to a little clip that is a sort of like patented clip there. So I could go into any frame store or a custom frame store and get an 8x10 frame and put it on to suit my decor. That's really a good feature of that.
Well, if you need anyone to review copies, I'm sure both Jim and I are available to review. They sound exciting. I know, Jim, I didn't tell you this, but I met Mike and their group over at CES and saw a demonstration, and these products are really phenomenal. And, in fact, didn't you partner with Microsoft in producing these or somehow Microsoft?
Well, yeah, you're pretty close there. You've obviously heard that there's a little pushback on Vista, which we're all awaiting for. Mm-hmm. But yes, we're actually actively working with them right now to make these Vista compliant. The next platform, which we're working with right now, will enable people that have Vista on their system, on the new system, to be able to pull pictures to the frame, automatically it'll be recognized by Vista, and the frame will start playing the new pictures that you have in your folder. So it'll be another added feature.
Well, I just think this is a terrific product, Jim.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, when I was asking about getting a bunch for your office, Better Photo does have a new office. So
I think it would be ideal, yeah.
Yeah, good discounts. Definitely.
You're going to do a quantity buy, Jim?
Yeah,
I'll do a special rate.
It could be a really sweet deal.
Yeah. Well, the one thing about I like about the on the marketing side of this for wedding photographers, the fact that you can add music, you put a wedding to music in a picture frame that sits on somebody's mantle, the friends come over and you want to show them your wedding album, man, how exciting.
It's just perfect, yeah.
Yeah, so for wedding photographers, you guys better check out PacificDigital.com right away, because I think this is a product that you can use in your business.
Yeah, definitely. With weddings, you know, you do have to be competitive to make yourself stand out, and this would be a great little value add for the service and be able to, for the reception and be able to seal the deal.
Yeah, I'm seeing Richard Horowitz stayed in the studio after his interview from the Morrison Hotel Gallery. He's nodding his head. I can see the wheels turning as to, it's also might be a good way if you're in business to display different types of images. Well, thanks again, Michael, for being on the show with us.
And thank you. You're very welcome.
You bet. And Jim, we'll see you around the corner. You've been listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought. We'll be right back.
Choosing the right franchise is a critical step for anyone looking for an efficient and profitable road to business ownership. Knowing where to begin the process of finding the right franchise can be a daunting task. So if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business but don't know where to start, remember this name, FranChoice. FranChoice provides a free service to prospective franchise owners. The FranChoice consultation process can save you both time and money in your search, provide you with intelligent choices based on your goals and preferences, and best of all, it's free to you. Our franchise experts will gather information about you, including your experience, goals, and desires for franchise ownership, arrange a confidential consultation, and develop a personalized model for use in evaluating franchise opportunities. Visit our website at www.franchoice.com. Find your perfect business match at franchoice.com. That's franchoice.com. FranChoice. Our mission is helping people realize their dreams.
The day is coming that everyone will have their own website for their personal use, organization, or small business. .ws is a new top-level domain name, which will soon be the preferred alternative to .com. .ws stands for website. Reserve a .ws domain name and build your own website using simple point-and-click templates. Your website comes with 10 email addresses and the right to be a global .ws registry, which means you can sell .ws domain names and websites to others. WS has plenty of great domains left. Sound too good to be true? We're happy to prove it with a free 7-day trial. Log on to www.wearews.ws and take us for a test drive. After reserving a domain name and building your own website in minutes, use our free custom email marketing program to let others join the new internet land rush. That's wearews.ws.
They say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Since email is the number one form of communication these days, it just makes sense that every email you send looks professional and promotes your company, website, products, and services. We are emailthatsells.com, and our revolutionary on-letterhead system makes every email you send look like your company's letterhead, website, and marketing materials rolled into one, plus direct links back to your information. Small businesses look better than the big guys. Make your email stand out from the rest. To see what one of our emails actually looks like, log on to emailthatsells.com and request a sample email. Or take us for a free 30-day test drive. That's how confident we are that you will see the results within the first 30 days. Think of how many emails you send each day. Log on to emailthatsells.com. The domain name says it all. Emailthatsells.com.
Hard work, dedication, eating, breathing, and living a dream every day. Pushing harder, taking risks when others won't. Being fearless, being a leader, inspiring yourself, inspiring those around you. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Our readers know. For nearly three decades, Entrepreneur Magazine has been the nation's leading resource for starting and growing a small business. Concise, hands-on advice so you can get in, get out, and get back to business. Expert columnists cover the latest in technology, money, management, and marketing, with products, services, and strategies for running better businesses. Visit Entrepreneur.com, the leading small business portal on the web, where you'll find over 100,000 pages full of information to help you stay ahead of your competition. We also invite you to listen to our full lineup of Entrepreneur radio shows covering franchising, e-biz, home biz, legal issues, sales and marketing, product sourcing, and more. To subscribe, log on now to Entrepreneur.com. That's Entrepreneur.com.
CameraPrices.com has reviews, ratings, and prices on digital cameras, memory cards, lenses, and other camera gear. It's a popular website among photographers, students, small business owners, and parents. Anyone who wants to save time and money. Don't waste hours browsing dozens of websites to find the best deal. Visit CameraPrices.com and find what you're looking for and where to buy. It's easy. Just search by price, brand, or other common specs and find your gear in minutes. Before you buy, read our store ratings, which are bias-free because they're written by consumers just like you. Now you can compare store ratings, reviews, and prices to get the best deal from a trustworthy store. And here's a popular feature for those on a budget. Use our price drop alert. It's free. Just tell us the lowest price you want to pay. The moment the price drops within your budget, we'll email you the details. This service alone can save shoppers hundreds of dollars daily. Next time you think of buying camera gear, visit CameraPrices.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by Photosimile.com, home of the PC-controlled studio in a box. Go to Photosimile.com and remember also to go to ClubWSRadio.com. While you're there, feel free to sign up for our monthly email newsletter. We have lots of discounts and prizes available there. Go to ClubWSRadio.com. And this segment of the show is Mr. Jim Motke, our photo editor's segment. Welcome back, Jim.
Welcome. Hi, Jack.
And I just wanted to know, don't say hi, Jack, in an airport, by the way. Jim, listen, Jim, that was pretty interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, both segments, both guests were, you know, so interesting. By the way, is Richard still there?
He just left. He couldn't stick around. But
that's okay. But man, I just found that conversation so fascinating. And that story where it stopped being fun for the musicians, for the photographers, when the musicians would dictate their look.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, I wonder what has happened over the years to cause that, musicians and artists to realize the power of image.
Right.
So much that they want to control it, and then by controlling it, they kind of ruin it. And
yeah, well, there's no more, you know, reality to the image. It's like, okay, this is what I want you to think of me.
That's exactly how I feel when I watch, you know, those music videos, that there's no personality or life coming through.
Yeah.
But there must be some interesting stories, and maybe next time we have Richard on, we can ask him about it. There must be some interesting stories as to what's happened in the past where artists have taken a hit by being photographed in a, you know, compromising kind of way, you know, and it's affected them. But I would think, I would much rather be one of these Jackson Browns or Jim Morrisons than, you know, the artists today that control every little element.
Yeah, absolutely.
But and then talking about framing and the frames, it's fascinating. You know, I think that could be a lot of fun for anyone on a new and creative way to display your work. Of course, the whole conversation of signing the work becomes a moot point.
Yeah.
You can't find that digital picture frame.
Well, you know, the thing is with Photoshop nowadays, you might be able to do that.
Well, you're right, absolutely. You could put something on the image mm-hmm. beforehand mm-hmm. and scan the photo in. That's
sure.
true.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, like, if you're shooting for such a small frame, I mean, I say small, 8 by 10 or 5 by 7, which is what he was talking about, video, how would you, plan to shoot images? I know you've always said get as close as you can to the subject.
Yeah, that's the first thing that I would say. It's interesting. We can use this motif or this metaphor of celebrities and being on stage. You know, where do people want to be when they go to a theater? They want to be up front and center.
Right.
You know, I remember going to a Phil Collins concert when I was a kid, and I was in the nosebleed section, and I think it was Phil Collins down there.
Yeah.
That I would have never known.
The ant?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, the tickets that are up front and center are the ones that people want, and that's what you should translate to your photography.
Sure.
When I look at these pictures that Richard Horowitz has on PhotoMall, the first thing that strikes me is that these celebrities are super close. And, you know, they're really in your face, which is wonderful. You know, seeing a celebrity way down on stage, it's this tiny thing, it just doesn't convey it.
Right.
So, you know, you really got to get in there. And that's going to be even more important when you have a small, you know, say 5x7 screen real estate showing it.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, there's the rule of thirds,
right,
which we've talked about before, and several of the images in Richard's collection, again, on PhotoMall, use the rule of thirds, mm-hmm. either one way or the other. On the first case, there's an image of Jimi Hendrix,
mm-hmm.
and there's another image of Jim Morrison, looks like he's reading a book or something, and the eyes are right on the rule of thirds cross point.
Yeah, you can see those at FOTOMALL.com in the Hall of Fame gallery. I think that those images represent the kind that we're shooting for. Obviously, they're very famous.
Yeah.
And I also was going to mention symbology. It's good to have, like a guitar in the picture, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Or the image of Jim Morrison with the Morrison Hotel, mm-hmm. you know. But definitely the guitar and the dress of Jimi Hendrix. Of course, you're going to have so much impact, you
mm-hmm.
know, and what beautiful photos.
Yeah. Well, Jim, thanks again. As usual, you're right on target. You have
Thank
great
you.
Tips, great advice. So
Thank
if you want to learn
tip.
More from Jim, go to betterphoto.com. And you've been listening today to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show. It's syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.